Okay, welcome everyone. We have decided, with the help of Leva Torah and certainly everybody being in different situations, and unfortunately live learning face-to-face is not possible. So I'm going to be doing a review of all the business classes we've given thus far. Mirtz Hashem, maybe even adding. This is just a source of review, so that means that it's not the full shiur. We're going to be highlighting different important of the Mara Makomos, and obviously, hopefully, everyone will get from this. Business halacha is very important, and especially as we're in the time that we're in, so I think it's important to review many of the different shiurim that we've given throughout the year. I thought I would start with a fun topic because it's not going to be in order any of these topics. I will list, you know, different, let's call this shiur one, but there's no need to, you can listen at any time to any shiur. Some themes, of course, will repeat themselves, maybe some of them are makomas as well. Somebody asked me that there is a future shiur in Wayu Torah, and he said, you know, it's a little bit gloomy. We speak about losing business and having emuna. So this is a fun topic. Unfortunately, letzari, I wish it was halacha lemaisa, but we gave a shiur this year on hotel soaps, towels, and breakfast, justified stealing. And it's always a ethical dilemma when you have the schus, as I've had, hard to actually believe, but for the last 21 years of my marriage, and probably way beyond that, I've hardly stayed home 1 year. And my wonderful parents have taken us away every year. That's always the question. You pay so much money, it's unbelievable. And Nebuch, we're in a situation with this horrible magefa that many people are out their Pesach programs. There's other shilas. We could have a series of shir l'mitzvah Hashem when the guys come back about Karina shilas in business about returning money. But this becomes a question. Nobody ever would go out and steal. We know that when the Aseres HaDibros tells us not to steal, so it's hard for us to believe that somebody would ever walk into a supermarket, even in these trying times, and start hiding toilet paper underneath their you know, their clothes or something like that because they need it. We don't do that. However, what does it mean when the Gemara tells us in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Samachay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rov Begezel? How can he say that most people, we're talking about Jews here, steal? Umiyat Baharayas. Obviously, he says not as many people are involved in Arayas. V'akol B'lashon Hara. So it does sound somewhat correct in the assumption. Yes, we do hear here and there stories of people who are not faithful in their marriages. And unfortunately, it's true about Lashon Hara. So is it really true, Rov Begezel? The Rashbam comments on this Gemara and says, Rov Begezel, Rov B'nei Adam Choshtim Al HaGezel Ke'en Gezel. That nobody would ever steal, but there's something called Ke'en Gezel. Sholem Lehetera. They make heterim for themselves. B'maso Matan, in business. La'akev Ish Mirevach, or not allow a person to make justified profits. Haroylo Shel Chavero. Something that's supposed to go to his friend. So this Rashbam is exactly the topic that we're discussing. We would never, ever consider going into a hotel that we're not a guest of and sitting down and eating the breakfast there. But what about eating the breakfast there and then taking some breakfast for later? Again, we'll have to ask the question whether this is allowed or not. But certainly nobody would ever break into a hotel room and start taking all the towels out and running away. But if he was a guest, so as the Rashbam says, well, maybe he'll justify it that it's okay. And this is what we need to understand and we need to see. Because, in fact, that's the ikkar of the question. Rov Begezel, that's what the Gemara is speaking about, according to the Rashbam. It has to be pointed out that even a Sheva Pruta, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kuf Yotes, Rabbi Yochanan says, even something that is a Sheva Pruta would be Aser. Even the Rambam says over here in Hilchas Geneva, Kol Agoinev Mama Misheva Pruta Ma'ala Oiver Beloi Saser. Ve'echad Agoinev Mama Yisrael Oi Hagoinev Megoi. Oved Avodah Zarah, even if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, it would be Aser to do that. Even a Katan, Kol, anything would be Aser. So a person has to realize and recognize the fact that there's no form of stealing that's Mutter. Whether it's from an unjust hotel owner because the air conditioning didn't work at night, and therefore you're going to take his TV, right? And he said, well, it's not owned by a Jew. Doesn't matter. The Rambam codifies this, as the Shulchan Aruch does, in the Choshen Mishpat Simon, Shin Men Ches, Asur Lignoz Afila Kolshu, Din Torah. This is an Issa Daraisa. Asur Lignoz Afila Derech Schok. This is another important inyan that we raised in our Shurim. Even as a joke, a person can't do that. Even Al Manas L'Hachzir, it's Asur. The Halacha says, Rav Zilberstein has this Shaila about trying to provide staka for people, especially in this time when it's difficult economically, so a person would be usher for a person, based on the Gemara, you can't steal and then get caught, and then pay Dalet V'Hei, and this way now the guy who really was poor is going to get Dalet V'Hei. That even would be usher. But even Derech Schok, even to make a point that a person's addicted to their phone, and I take his phone away, Derech Schok, and the guy's going crazy, that's usher. Especially, potentially, we raise the issue, Rav Palm said, if a person has Derech Yiyush, if a person really feels like he lost his phone, he's not going to get it back, then you have a real Geneva problem, and then you have a whole Shaila of Hashava Saveda if you even are able to do that. So a person has to be very careful about this type of stealing. And the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, codifies this as well. However, we did point out that there are situations where a person is not makbid. We pointed out that there are situations where a person, slash maybe a hotel, understands that this is the way of the world, and they're not makbid. In fact, some ways, they might actually want a person to do that. I'm now sitting in my office, which has converted to be also a base medrash, and I'm looking at the pen case I have over here. And the first pen I take out says on it, the Ramada Renaissance. And the Ramada, I think, the Tanya. And I could take another pen out, as I have. It says the Intercontinental Hotel of Tel Aviv. How am I giving the shir? Have I violated it? So the answer is that it probably is mutter. Hotels generally want people to take things that have their advertising in it, like pens and like the stationery, and that would be mutter. I had a conversation with the general manager of the hotel that we normally go to, the Ramada in Netanya, as well as another person who's in the hotel business, and they all admitted, we shared a number of articles, which I'll read at the end, where it seems to be fair game. They have no problem you taking that. Clearly, when it comes to breakfast items, so if there's a big sign, and the sign says on it, don't take any food out of the dining room, you have to abide by that. However, it's interesting, because when I spoke to this general manager, and I think Ve'ein Raya Godel Mi, an Eretz Yisrael hotel, and he said to me, we don't want people really, taking large amounts of food, but we understand people generally take food out, and we don't have such a problem with it. I said, what do you mean by that? He says, it's a generally understood. Certainly, we even give to-go containers. If you were to tell us, I'm not hungry, I have a stomach ache, can I take stuff up, or my kid didn't wake up, so we would provide to-go containers. Somebody who's taking tons and tons of food, that we wouldn't allow, and we would stop that person. But again, and I'm not saying this is true by every hotel, but it seems like, in fact, the fancier the hotels are, I've stayed at the Hilton and the Waldorf, they're totally okay with it. At least what I saw, they actually, I was in the Hilton in Tel Aviv, and they provided to-go containers to someone who wanted to make a sandwich for later. They didn't have a problem with it. So it seems to be you have to go with the Minag Medina, people. Well, everybody steals towels. That wouldn't be mutter. Clearly, as this general manager told me, to take a towel or anything that's not obviously, it's obvious as part of the hotel, nobody would take a TV and nobody would take a picture frame. And so that would certainly be usher. And he says there's no heter for that at all. And in fact, many hotels provide the ability to buy towels, to buy bathrobes and the like. The slippers, they even might write this to let you take it. They want you to take the water as long as they're not charging you for it. And the same would apply to the soaps and things that they have in the room. Even if you haven't used it, it's generally considered to be okay to do that. Is there any potential midas chasidus over here? The stomach there is. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchas Gezela Shimon Shin Nun Tes, the following thing. It tells over, also l'gzol la'ashok afilu kolshu. A person can't even do it, as we said, gezel in any way, shape, or form. Afilu kolshu, ben Yisrael, ben lovid kachavim, ve'imu davar leka man kapeda shari. However, if it's something that people aren't makud on, so that would be mutter, as we said, right? So this a person could argue the machlekes today when it comes to reading somebody else's sefer. There certainly was a time, and this is of course discussed in the Achronim. There was a time where you weren't allowed to use. We know that that a person's chus adam lefanav, a person wants you to do mitzvahs within, and therefore that's why you're allowed to borrow a person's tefillin, unless it's obvious that that person doesn't want you to borrow his tefillin. He writes on it, he's got a very special tefillin, he doesn't want it. He wears the gross tefillin or something. Okay, so then a person can be machped. But in general, we think that the person wants us to do mitzvahs with this stuff. And it used to be that the Sidurim, or certainly Svarim, were very, very precious the way that they were written, and certainly when the printing press first came out. Now it seems that people are generally not machped on this. And in general, many people write in their Svarim, La Hashem, Aretz Malo'o, which seems to say that a person can learn it without a potential problem. However, there are posthumans that say, even today, the fact that I can rip a page very easily, or I can make a mark on it without me knowing, certainly eating would be not appropriate in somebody else's sefer. But if you know a person's not machped, that might be mutter. So too over here, it seems like if they're not machped in the hotel, those people take soaps. Is there any room for chumra? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't end there. He ends his halacha by saying, Kigon lito mihachavilot umarged lechatzot. He says a person goes on a trip, and he's going through or he's walking through somebody's sadeh, he's walking through somebody's field, and there's a nice orange over there. He knows the guy's not machped. Afterwards, you can ask permission. He'll be like, oh, he took an orange, who cares? However, he writes that the Yerushalmi says, Aval asur mimidas chasidus. The Sma says, what's his midas chasidus? You know, the guy says, listen, I know you're going through my beautiful field. It smells so amazing. I have such a yetzahara. The guy's not machped if you're going to take one orange. I'm going to try one grape. So what is this? The Sma comments right over here on this Shulchan Aruch and says, V'hatam, says as follows. What's the tam? The afilu oisa kol echad nimsa chavilo kulo. So he says, I think seemingly obvious, but if everybody takes an orange from the field, if Lev HaTorah goes on a trip with Baruch Hashem over 100 people, the guy's going to have an entire tree without oranges on it. So the Sma says he does bring the Chum of the Shulchan Aruch as a day of Shnia, because if everybody thinks that this is mutter and everybody's taking soaps all the time, so then what's going to happen? Now, one could argue that this doesn't apply in this case because a person is paying a certain amount of money to stay in the room, and it's obvious as part of that stay in the room, it comes with certain things. It comes with towels only to borrow, but the soap, they're not asking you to return the soap, so maybe that would be a different case here, and that wouldn't be a midas chasidus. However, for a person to go outside his room and look for the cart of the housekeeper, in some hotels now they've locked these carts up, and to go ahead and take it, that's stealing. There's no midas chasidus over here. That's stealing because clearly the hotel doesn't want a person to do that. And therefore the Sma says that there is a midas chasidus over here. I'm not sure it would apply in this case. Again, a person could feel good about it, but certainly that would be odd. I remember a famous, I don't want to quote the Rav, but a famous, one of our gedolim in our generation said that he went to somebody's house, and I guess I would give myself as an example. This didn't happen to me. And he's sitting in the guest room, and he, to his shock, he sees that all of the towels there have big H's on it. I assume for Hilton and not for Hartstein. And he decided to make a comment. And he says, yeah, isn't it amazing? My luck, my last name starts with H. Hilton is H. Whenever I go there, I try to chop a towel with an H on it. It's great for my guest room. He couldn't believe that a firm person, a Yerushalayim, is doing this. He was very surprised by this. And therefore, what we're trying to say over here is that if everybody takes, so that seemingly would be a problem. Again, you might say that this applies to the breakfast as well, as much as they're not so machped on it. However, they don't want everybody to go ahead and take. And therefore, that would be room not to have the heter in this case. The important, I think, part, and this is I've oft quoted, and I'm sure I'll quote this in another shiur, so keep it in mind. It is by far my favorite chinuch of all chinuchs, and that's the chinuch in Siman Tav Zayin, Tet Zayin, which is a very, very apropos for the time that we're in. The chinuch says the following. He asks, this is, I believe, on the mitzvah Tet Zayin, which speaks about Shviras Ha'etza. We know that we have so many mitzvahs that we follow, and so many isur when it comes to Pesach itself. Right, Nabali, I was warning with Baruch Hashem, I have this schus now to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Limartam es b'neichem more than I've ever had before. Because now, as I said, the office converted to the base medrash. we have different hours where kids come in and they learn with me. So I was learning with one of my kids yesterday, and we were going through all the Isurim of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. It's not just that, right? Yeah, Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, the Isur Hana, the Isur Kameis Kolshu, V'chulu. Says the Chinuch, why are there so many mitzvahs? V'lama tzivo isana Hashem yitbarach lasot kol eila lizikorin oto anes. Why do I need, every time I turn around, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Hayo, halo bezikorin echad yala davar machshavato. One zikaron. I need such a long seder. People, Baruch Hashem, outdo each other. It's in my seder ended at 2 a.m. My seder ended at 3 a.m. Have a quick seder. What do you need it for? Says the Mechinuch. And then he says, and this is such strong words, Ve'ata b'ni, my son, im bina, if you will be smart, shemazot, listen to what I'm telling you. Ve'hateos necho shema, listen carefully. Put your ear towards what I'm about to say. Elmdecha, I'm going to teach you. L'hoil b'torah mitzvot is going to be a klal in all of Torah mitzvot. Da. Ki adam nifal l'kefi pulato. A man is made, he exists through his actions. Libo v'kol machshavato tamid achra masav. My heart follows my actions. Shu'us abhem, im tov v'ra. Ve'afilu rasha gomer b'libo. V'kol yetzer machshavato libo, rak ra kol yom. If my actions are bad, even if I wake up in the morning with a bad action, my day is going to be bad because my heart wants to follow that. And of course, the opposite applies as well. If I start off on the good foot and I wake up and I daven, even if unfortunately I can't go to Minyan this week, and that's how I start my morning and I learn a little bit, I'm going to have a good day because my heart is going to follow what my ma'asim are. And that becomes the famous line of Achru Pulaso Nimshach Levavis. My actions define what my heart is. And therefore he ends and he says, Ve'al kol amru chacham zirachon levacha, the Gemara in Makos, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamakom lezakos es Yisrael. This is something famous we say before Kaddish. When we say Kaddish derabanan, they say Rabbi Yochanan ben Akasha Omer. It's Gemara in Makos as well. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give us Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, how did he give us a great gift? He gave us a lot of Torah and Mitzvahs. Many people would argue and say, I don't need all the Torah and Mitzvahs. So he says, why? Why do we have so many mitzvahs? Kitei l'hitpais bahem kol machshavato liyem boskov. Everything I'm about to do, I turn around and say, wait a minute, should I be doing this or not? I put my clothes on in the morning, wait a minute, I have to remember, what does the Kitchen Shulchan Aruch tell me how I put my clothes on? How should I take a shower? How do I put my shoes on? Because then I'm always thinking about Hashem. I once heard a great shir by Rabbi Dr. Glatt, and he was saying that he thinks that all these actions, whether it's how I do Osa Shalom, it's not that, oh, you think Hashem really cares? The answer is that imagine if all the time I'm thinking about Hashem, not just when I go up to the mezuzah and I think of Yichud Hashem because I can't guess it now, but all my actions I'm thinking about Hashem. And therefore, because of my actions, because all my pulot alatova, I'm not just eating, I got to make a bracha before, and I start asking myself a shaila in my head, wait a minute, are these the chocolate Cheerios that I shakol? These are regular Cheerios that I'm mezoinas. Ki pulot alatova, anachnu nifarlim, lios tovim, uzoichim l'chayyad, and that's where we zoicha to great things if a person follows this. And that's why the Gemara Menachos famously says on Daf Mem Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh mezuzah bepetach, he has a mezuzah, the tzitzis, that he's wearing tzitzis, and tefillin beroisha muftach shel yichta. What does that mean? How can I be guaranteed of that? Because I'm always thinking of mitzvahs. Who's going to sin when he's surrounded by mitzvahs? And that's the idea, I think, that the Chinuch is getting out here in a general life thing. If I start justifying this is okay and that's okay, and my bedroom has in it towels from another hotel, and I have a, you know, because I couldn't get a good sleep at night because the guy next door was making so much noise in the hotel, I called them and they didn't hear, and therefore I took the robe, and now my robe says on a King David, your lave is going to follow those actions. And that's a very bad precedent for a person to have. And that's, I think, the idea over here. And as much as we can potentially find heterim for different areas, it's probably not a good idea. Again, I still think it's mutter. As I said, I'm talking to you with these pens. I've asked, and it seems to be that the hotels actually want you to take it. People see the different hotels that you've gone to. That's fine. Just like the key cards, I don't want anymore. It's good advertising for them if a person's using it. Certainly, a guy's using it for his gemara, and he says, ooh, you stayed at that hotel. And I think the soaps, the same thing would apply. However, other things, it could be questionable. Because when a person starts taking out, but something from that would be usher. That would be usher for a person to do. Again, a person asks permission, totally mutter. I don't think that's what the Chinuch is speaking about. But realize and recognize, even a small thing, achu pulosol nimshach levavos. I quoted the last of the sources. I quoted, what is the Derech B'nei Adam? What is the Minhag HaOlam? Is a person allowed to go to a supermarket and try the grapes? Or does the supermarket not want you to do that? I'm not going to buy the whole thing of grapes if I can't try one. You go into any nut store in Eretz Yisrael, they certainly tell you you can go ahead and try their nuts, or it's just a known thing. But after a certain time, that wouldn't be mutter. I quoted two articles, one from the Telegraph online, which speaks about travel. And they spoke to a gentleman by the name of Jacob Tomsky, who's the author of a best-selling book called Heads and Beds. So he says that the toiletries are considered to be free game. And he says that after 10 years of being in the hotel industry, he spoke to a number of hotel groups, the people that own the hotels themselves, and they say that anything with a hotel logo, like stationery, I'm not talking about major things like, as I said, the towels and stuff, won't be missed, and they actually want you to take it, right? And therefore, the pencil or the pen, that would be mutter. However, when it comes to towels, he doesn't think that that would be mutter. Despite that 68% of British travelers said that they've stolen a towel in their life, he thinks that that's not appropriate. The Huffington Post has an article that a company has invented an M&M-sized tracking device that they've embedded in thousands of hotels. A piece of should be realize that because of the fact that thousands and thousands of hotels are losing these towels all the time. They're probably not going to go ahead and call you up, but they know that it's stealing. They quote that they're using these chips actually now to make sure that people who are washing these things actually don't go home with it, v'chulu v'chulu. Again, the idea here is one that is extremely important and a person we should consider, and that is as achapuloso nimshach levavos. There are some things that will straddle that if he say, let's not justify it. Rov Begezel, as the Gemara said and we started with, is Dafka talking about these type of situations where we're trying to justify things. And it's the wrong thing. And in your heart, if you really know that this is not the right thing, as we like to say now, this is not Ratzon HaTorah. This is not what Hashem wants. So a person should be careful and he shouldn't do that. Rav Schechter in the yeshiva a few weeks ago was asked the question about stealing somebody's internet. Is it considered to be stealing? So any time that you're going to be taking away from the person's very fast internet, that would be usher. Wasn't sure if it's not very noticeable, if that would be usher. Seemingly, Rav Schechter said that that's something that wouldn't be allowed. And then he said something very interesting. If he knows that a person could have purchased internet, let's just say that my next door neighbor, I have an attached house, he has amazing internet. So what do I need to buy internet for? He even thought that that might be a problem in itself. Because I should be purchasing internet. That's generally known that every home has it. Again, it might not be actual gezel, but doesn't seem right that I'm doing this. Again, even if my neighbor knows about it, the fact that the company invested hundreds of thousands of shekel in the infrastructure and they want everybody to purchase it, I don't know if it would be right to have a partnership on the internet. Sarachian. But again, it establishes a person for who they are. As Pesach comes upon us, so we should think about this great idea. All of these actions that we're doing on Pesach, certainly being engulfed in eating matzah the entire time and not eating chametz in itself, but it's always concentrating on the Rabbanu Shalom. Because achu pulaso nimshach levavos, I think that's a very important lesson for us to think of. And this what turned out to be our first year in reviewing this topic, so a very important topic to keep in mind always, especially in light of the times that we're in. We are always looking for ways to make the Rabbanu Shalom happy. And on this day, which happens to be the yahrzeit of the Noam Elimelech, I pointed out this morning that Noam Elimelech was very into the fact that we're putting on this world to be Mekadosh Hashem. And if a person can't sleep at night, he should think about that. How am I going to be Mekadosh Hashem? He says, you get the mitzvah midaraisa of being Mekadosh Hashem just because you're thinking about it. So we should think about that. Is this the right thing? Should I be walking out with a yarmulke with all these bags full of stuff that say the hotel's name on it? Clearly, that doesn't seem to be Ratzon HaTorah. Kol Tov.